I'd like to introduce our next presenter, Giorgio Sardo. Giorgio Sardo is a technical evangelist in Microsoft. Moving from Italy to the United States, he studied at Polytechnic of Turin and successfully obtained a Master of Computer Engineering with distinction. Before joining Microsoft, Giorgio made a national university community forum in Italy and won the Imagine Cup Worldwide Championship. He started his experience at Microsoft UK as user experience consultant, delivering stunning solutions based on Silverlight, WPF, and mobile, and presenting several sessions at Microsoft conferences. In 2008, he was nominated Best Consultant of the Year from the British Computer Society. Early this year, in 2009, Giorgio moved to Redmond, where he currently focuses on web client technologies such as Internet Explorer and ASP.NET, AJAX. His blog is blogs.mstn/Giorgio. And Giorgio, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you. I didn't know I was like going to listen to my life now. Like, my life is after the presentation itself. So what I'm going to talk today is creating value with IE8. And I have like about 50 slides here to show you how you can create value with your application, right? So we should be able to finish in time. Okay, I'm done. I don't have any slides. And the reason for this is that I just want to go through real-world demo. So Dean previously told you, oh yeah, it's really easy to build a website and an accelerator, a visual search provider. And he said, you don't need to write any line of code. Well, that's true. But in the worst case, because you are a developer and we want you to enjoy building those features, you could write like 10 lines of code and obtain really great results. So what I will do during this session is show how to build from scratch a website, an accelerator, and a visual search provider. So let's start from web slices. Many people asked before, previously, can I have authenticated web slices? How do they work? So we have on the IE blog a post about like authentication for web slices. And there is also an article in the MSDN which goes through all the way that you can like build authenticated web slices. And the possibilities are basically four. So you can use cookies, you can use HTTPS plus basic, or you can use digest authentication. And in this article, you will see like sample, real samples, like Visual Studio, IIS, or any other technology to build like your web slices with authentication. And I want to show you a demo of one, which is the Hotmail web slice. So, as you can imagine, the Hotmail web slice allows you to see your inbox at any time. And obviously, it requires authentication. So in this case, what I'm going to do is log in with my credential. I log in with the Hotmail service, and I can see my inbox there. So let's say that I close my machine and then I return back after a couple of hours. Next time I click there, I will be already authenticated and I can have like a quick preview of my email. So this is really like a great sample of authenticated web slices. How can you have this web slice on your machine? Well, we have a gallery, which is ieaddons.com, where you can find like the 1,200 web slices, visual search provider, and accelerator that Dean just mentioned. And if you go like to web slices and to email, you will find like what I just used, like the Hotmail web slice. At the same time, you will find other web slices. So with this in mind, let's start from scratch. So how many developers are there in this room? Okay. I think you will enjoy this. Like, basically, when I was thinking about making a session about IE8, I wanted to use Visual Studio because I'm a developer. So let's open Visual Studio. You can do the same with Notepad, but I love Visual Studio. So what I'm going to do is creating a new website. And I just call it like website 100. And I have like my default ASP.NET page. How can you turn this code into a website? Well, you need to specify, let's say I want to add a website to this div, right? So I need to specify a div, for example, Giorgio Slice, and I need to specify a class, which is hslice. And then I need to define a title for my website. So in this case, I can write, for example, title. Well, let's make it more interesting, Giorgio's title. And I need to specify another class, which is entry title. That's it. So each slice, entry title, and the ID. And this is enough to turn any HTML code into a web slice. Sorry? And the nice thing about Visual Studio is that it will do it for us. So if I run default here, you see that as soon as I hover with the mouse on top of Giorgio's title, I see this green icon where I can subscribe to my website. And the website will be added to my title bar, my favorites bar. Okay, nice. I have a title, but there isn't any preview. How can I add like the preview that you just seen with the automated website? So let me delete this. Go back to Visual Studio. And you can add the preview for the slice using another class name, which is called class entry content. So if I run again this slice, and I subscribe to the slice, this time I will see like the arrow, and I will have my preview. So as you see, it's just like take four keywords, entry content, entry title, my ID, and each slice. And it is really easy to implement on any HTML website. So if you see like website like Dig, let's see for example Dig. Dig.com, for example, is already offering a website. And if you move on top of the top in all topics, you will see like the slice and you can subscribe. Dig just like has written that four keywords in their existing page. And they didn't have to do anything else. And they have now like a website for the website. And I was talking with somebody from Dig recently, and they just told me that their traffic increased a lot after they like introduced the website on their website. And you can see, for example, at any time, the top Dig story. Obviously, as soon as the Dig the content in the page of the Dig website change, the content in the website will be obviously updated. So, is it that simple? Yes, it is. And there are still other things that you can do with web slices. For example, you can add some custom property. And I'm showing you, for example, the end time property or the time to leave property, which will instruct IE and will tell to IE, okay, this website, this content is going to expire in 1 year from now, and I want IE to check for updates every, I don't know, 2 minutes. And let's talk about updates. What IE does in the background when you subscribe to a website is sometimes downloading the content of the original page where you subscribe, it checks if there is any difference, and if there is a difference, it will pop up the user, and the user will see the new content. This means that in the background, IE is downloading the whole page, right? So if I subscribe to dig.com, IE will download the whole home page, and it will just use like a small chunk of that page. So what you can do is like setting an alternative update source. So you can say, I want the user to find my website on the default page, and then I want to use like an alternative update page for updates. And the way you do this is by writing exactly the same, well, the updated content inside my alternative update page. And from the, just need to change the name. And from your discovery page, you can set the address of your alternative update source. So you can say rel equals feed URL with address to alternative update. So if I subscribe again to this website, let me delete the previous one. You will see here that I'm discovering the website on default.asp.aspx, but then the content is retrieved by alternative update source. So you can use a different source for the update, and you can see like the preview this time is different because I'm using the content that I just written in the other page. What about instead like dynamic content? So by default, within this method, with this architecture, you cannot use like JavaScript, you cannot use Silverlight or Activist Control. With this architecture, but still we want to allow you to be like really cool web slices. So how can you be like some civilized website? So yesterday evening, just to give you some context, I was twittering. And then I've seen a really nice control from the virtual Earth team. And so I thought, let's try to build a website that will show me where people is twittering right now around the world. So in real time, I want to show like all the tweets, and I want to locate them on a map in real time. So I've written really a few lines of code. And again, you see again the same code that you've seen previously with my class hslice, my name, my ID, my entry title. And then this time you will see rel equal entry content. This is the way you can use to specify an alternative display source, which means the user will subscribe to this page, and then we will use the webslice.html to display, to preview the website. And using the alternative display source, you can have any server control, any activist control, Flash, JavaScript, whatever you want, whatever is already installed on the machine. And in this case, my webslice.html page is going to contain my serverless application. So let's see this in action. I run my page. I can subscribe again, same as before. You can see that it's getting the content from the other page. And if I go to the preview, I'm going to have like a map, and I'm going to have some real content, and I'm going to see like on this map where people is twittering right now around the world, which is really like a really dynamic scenario, and I'm getting this data dynamically, and you can see really like, you can really imagine the kind of interaction that you can have inside the website. This is just a sample that I built like in, I don't know, I'll be honest, 10 minutes. But spending maybe an hour, you can really make something more useful. By the way, this is, I built it in 10 minutes, and then I probably spent like half an hour just watching tweets from people. It was pretty interesting. And I will share the code on my blog later. Okay, so we talk about web slices. What about accelerators? Let me close a few windows here. We don't need them anymore. So accelerators are, again, really easy to build. And to prove you that they are easy to build, I will create another accelerator from scratch. So file new website. I will call it website 101. This is the number of websites that I built from the last time I installed this machine. And I have my ASP.NET default project. How can you define an accelerator? The first thing you need to do is like defining what service you want to use. And I'm going to use a template here, which is available on the MSDN. And the template allows you to go full screen to customize your service. So you see that I'm using Open Service Description, which is this open standard that Dean has just talked about. And then the on-page URL is going to be localhost website 101. What I want to do with this accelerator is like selecting a keyword and search for a video that is related to the keyword and play the video inside my accelerator. So we'll say play with MSN. And I can specify a default icon for my accelerator. In this case, will be already I prepared an icon. And then there is the activity. What is the activity, the category of the activity? So let me open any page here. Well, can be even here. You see that like all the list of accelerators are divided by categories. So you have like all the accelerators inside the blog category, inside the email, inside the translate, inside the search. You can define your own category. And in this case, I want to define a play category. The execute tag here is the page that you're going to consume when the user clicks on the accelerator. So I want to redirect the user, obviously, to my page, to my service. And I will redirect it him to default. And I will pass as an argument the text that the user has selected. And eventually, you can pass other arguments. For example, you can transfer the link of the page where the user was, or the domain, or the URL. You have like a list of possible parameters that you can transfer. And you can open an accelerator on three main contexts. The text, so you select the text and you will have the accelerator. A URL, so you go on top of a URL and you have an accelerator. Or the document, so just right click on any point of the page. In this case, I want to use the context selection, so I will not use the others. So I'm just like, to recap, I'm just like executing the accelerator to the default page. So if I go to default and I get my query string, I can do request query string and get in the select. And then just for test, I can do like a response dot write of my query string. Now I have my accelerator running on my machine. And I want the user to install the accelerator on his machine. How can we do this process? Well, you can use the IE add-ons gallery, or you can put like a button on your website. So I'm creating a new page here. I will call it install service. And just add a button. And I will add the JavaScript method. Window external dot add service. And then I need to specify the name of my template. Accelerator template dot XML. Okay, thanks. So if I run install service, see my button, click on the button, and I'm just adding like my accelerator to the list. And let me write some. Sorry? It's JavaScript, so it's running client side. Is from this button I'm just like calling windows.external.addService, which is a JavaScript function built in Internet Explorer 8. So I already installed the accelerator, and I don't need any administrative permission or anything special. It's just a future PyE. So if I select text, I can see like now my play with MSN accelerator. And if I click on my accelerator, I will be redirected to my website, to the default page, and the default page will just like write in the response my query string, which is again not really interesting. I want to do more. I want to have a preview, right? Like, if you've seen the preview with Translate, where you are translating, like, the keywords there in the same place, I want to create something similar right now. How can I do this? If I go back to my template, I go for screen, you have this other tag, which is optional. You can build it, you can't. I usually suggest to build the preview because it's really a powerful feature. And within the preview, you can specify another URL to use for the preview of your accelerator. And in this case, I'm still using the same page, so localhost / website 401 / default, etc. So I want to use the same page, default page, for the preview of my accelerator. And in default page, I'm just going to set one CSS property, style, margin to zero. And then in the code behind of this page, I receive like the query string, and I want to search on the MSN service, and then display a video. So I have some line of code that I've written previously here, which is going to download the perform the search from edge.catalog.video.msn.com, which is public. It's a public service that you can use. It's a public provider. And then I'm using like some class just to parse the content because I'm getting some XML back, so I'm parsing those XML and just like getting the content that I want. So for the purpose of this demo, there is some issue with the firewall on this podium. So I'm getting like the content from a cache result content. I already have the XML file, but you can test it at home and it will work for your machine. So once I get the content, once I get the feed, I want to display the feed. So I have another snippet of code here that we just like embed inside the page a media player with my video. So I need to write a few lines of code here in order to hook up all this together. So starting from my selection, I need to get the feed. Our feed equal read feed, passing my selection. And then I will call the set video source, passing the ID of the video that I want to play. In this case, I'm getting that like the first 10 results for that keyword. I want just the first item. And I need to pass like the ID of the item. And that's it. So if I compile here, and I go back to the install page, and I need to update the accelerator now because I just added the preview to my accelerator. So we said, you want to replace the accelerator? Yes, I want. And now I can test the accelerator. And to test it, I think the best way to do it is to get some real world artists, for example, Hannah Montana. I select the keyword, the Hannah Montana text. I go to play with MSN. And what I will see here is like my MSN control with the video. I would just want you to hear the audio because obviously it's important. And you can see like the preview of the video there. It's ready. And again, how many lines of code did I use? Maybe 10. And I'm using like existing services. And you can imagine this like with your website, with your service. It's a way to expose, it's a way to expose your service to the web. Great, so we've seen web slices, we've seen accelerators. What about business search? Again, let me start from scratch. So I will close everything. I will create again a new project. So file, new website. Website, let's call it 102. And I have my project. Again, how can you create a visual search provider? This is, again, just a small XML file. There is a small XML file that you need to write in order to make the provider discoverable. So I'm adding now the custom visual search file. And this time, you need to specify a name for the provider, like search with MSN. I will just leave the default one. You need to specify the address of your search provider. In this case, it's website 102, and I'm going to call the search page. And then, you've seen the suggestions, right? When Dean was using the Wikipedia or the Amazon service, you see the suggestion and you ask, like, is it JSON, is it XML, what is happening behind the scene? You can decide if you want to use JSON or if you want to use XML. They are like, we support both of them. So you can specify a new URL for JSON request or another one for XML request. The only difference is that using XML, you can add to the content like the images. So you can have visual images inside the content. Instead, with the JSON result, you cannot have images. In this case, because I want to create something more rich, I'm using the XML. The other thing is, what is the format for this XML? And to make the things easier, normally what you will do is like getting the string of the user that is searching like a keyword, perform the search on your local database, and then build dynamically your XML result. To make the things easier here, I'm just like using a static response to show you what is the format of the XML file. And the format is the following. So you need to reply giving back the query of the user. And then you can specify different items. And each item will need to contain at least a text. And then it can contain a URL, which is the link where the user will be redirected to as soon as they click on the item. It will contain a description or eventually an image. And maybe some of the items will contain an image. Some other items will contain a description. Those are optional and are up to you. And also you can include in your result like a separator to separate the content. So for this specific example, the user will get these results every time he types web slides. So if I go back here, instead of using the search inside the template for my search query, instead of using the search.handler, I will use my XML file as a static file. So static response.xml. And again, I have my search provider. I need to install the search provider. I can bring the page is exactly as before. So if I open the install page, you will see that this time you can call windows.external.addSearchProvider and then pass in the XML file that describes the search provider. Or you can specify a link in the head of your page. And this way IE will understand automatically that there is a search provider on the page. There is a question from you can absolutely have more links here. So I can take this. Oh, sorry, the question was, can I have multiple search provider on the same page? Absolutely. There isn't any kind of bind between the search provider and the page. So the same page could have, like here, 100 search providers. And you will see that some page, for example, internally, we have a SharePoint website that has, like, search providers. And we have a search provider for people, one for customer, one for internal material. And then it's up to you to install the one that you prefer.
More online audience. Can we see an example of accessing the secure URL via an HTTPS request?
For later.
Okay.
So let me install the search provider on this machine. So go over here, just click on the search provider. And now we see the new search provider in the list of my search provider in the search box. And if I type web slice, I will just like see the content that you previously seen in the XML file. Okay. This is already interesting, and it gives you an idea of what you can do with the visual search provider. But search provider need to be dynamic and need to perform real-world search. So I have another example that I built. Okay, this is another example. I built it on the airplane because I was bored. The people next to me at some point told me I want it. And it will be available online for everyone. So Hulu. How many people here don't know Hulu.com? There is one, two. Okay, before coming in the U.S., I didn't know about Hulu.com as well. And it's a website. There isn't nothing special between Microsoft and them. I'm just using them because they expose a public service. So it's a website where you can search for videos, and you can, like, it's kind of YouTube-like. You can search for video for episodes of your preferred movie, etc., and you will get the video, and it's kind of nice. It works only in U.S. So what I want to do was, like, searching on Hulu.com from Internet Explorer. Because every time I want, like, I was at home, like, last night, and I want to play a video on my video center. So I went to Hulu.com, and then I need to specify movies, and then I need to specify search for the title, Back to the Future, and then I get some results, and then I want to see this one, then I click, and then I finally have the video. So what about, like, having all these features available right away inside my search box? What I've done here is like adding another search provider, and I will show you the description this time, where I'm basically using the Hulu.com service to perform my query, and I'm getting the suggestion from Hulu. This time we have a true search page, so it's a search handler that I'm going to call, which receives like your query, and it just like performs the query on the Hulu.com website and it gives you back the result. Because I'm a developer, I didn't want to write like just a sample, so every kind of library that you can use, and again I will share this library. And the library includes all the elements that you need to write for, like in the as a result of the search. You can have, for example, the search suggestion item. You can have the separate the search image. You can have really you have like the XML helper that will help you to serialize the content in XML, and it's ready to be used. How can you use it? So if I go to AppCode and I open Custom Provider, I have my class Custom Provider, which is inheriting from the abstract search provider. And I'm getting the query from the user. I'm creating a new search suggestion class. I'm creating a new list item of results. And then here in this line, which is the magic line, I'm performing the query with the Hulu service. I'm getting the result, and if I have results, I'm dynamically building my results using search items, so I'm using like the text, the description, the image, exactly the same field, the same properties that I just showed you in the XML file. Yes, just for fun because I'm a developer. But again, you can build this with PHP, with ASP.NET, with any language. In this case, I'm just leveraging the ASP.NET platform. So how can I install this? Same as before. Just click on my link. We will call like Windows external ad search provider. And this time I'm going to see my Hulu search provider there. So if I click on Hulu and I type, for example, what we can search, Homer Simpson, I will get the Simpson with like already a suggestion of the episode. And as soon as I click on an episode, it will straight away jump to the page and it will start playing. So we transform like a 1 minute experience to a 1 minute experience. How many lines of code? Again, maybe this time there are 15, but really you can imagine what are the possibilities and the opportunities in this space. So this was my last demo. I will share all this code on my blog, and again, I just want to point you to my blog. Okay, this slide was really useful at the end. So you can see my blog there, and if you have any question, I'm happy to answer your question now. Yes, please.
Regarding the web slides, can we write those HTML code through code?
True.
Code, I mean, render it through code?
Yes. So the question is, correct me if I'm wrong, can we dynamically build web slides
exactly.
from the code?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. The H slide is just like about adding those classes to your HTML file, sorry, to your HTML page. And then there is another function, and I can point to the function that will say to IE, okay, there are new websites in this page, so refresh your website search for new websites that are just generated dynamically using JavaScript. And the IE will do a check of the page again to see if there are new websites, and they will appear. So yes, you can do it dynamically.
Okay, and there is no requirement for having specific tags, right? I mean, it need not have to be a div tag or right? It can
okay.
also be
So the question is, you show us like the sample with the div, with H1, etc. Can I use other tags?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes, you can. We don't want to change like all the sites to be div within another div. You can absolutely add those classes to any part of your markup. And it's interesting to see, for example, I don't know the answer to what I'm doing right now, but it's interesting to see, for example, how Dig implemented this, right? So if I go to Dig and I'm opening now the developer tools, which are a new features built inside Internet Explorer 8, I can see like how other websites have implemented the feature. So I can select, for example, the region where my feature is, more or less. And I see here like their code. In their case, for example, you can see that they added like the hflies to a div, and then they have the title to a span. So it's really like you can have other content inside the website. It's really like having those few keywords inside your existing page and it will work.
Okay, and how will that get rendered on a different browser which does not support Flies?
It won't. So we are sorry for other browsers. No, let me give you the serious answer. Because we are using like HSlides, entry title, and entry content, those class keywords we suppose that are not used inside your website. We suppose obviously that you don't have an HSlides class already existing in your website. And if you do, in that case, you will probably need to change the name. Otherwise, to other browsers, they will just try to find a CSS rule for that keyword, and they will not find it, so they will not render anything. But, and there is always a but, web slices are cool, right? And we have already like 1,200 web slices. And other browsers can implement the same features. Because we are using like open standard, the other browser can absolutely implement those features in the next release. And I will tell you that Firefox has been probably the first one to say, oh, actually, you know what? Those web slices are pretty interesting. Let's try to build a plugin that can do the kind of the same. So there is a plugin written, I don't remember the name of the person, that will, it's called like Web Chunks, and it will do the kind of the same of the thing that we are doing. So it will recognize our website, and it will try to render the website inside Firefox. Does it work? I leave the answer to you. So if you have feedback, just feel free to send feedback to them. But yeah, basically any browser can eventually implement it in the future.
And one last question on this. Can we have multiple head slices on the same page?
Yes. So the question is, can we have multiple web slices in the same page? Yes, you can. For example, if you go to eBay and you perform a search, you will have a website for each result item. How can we handle this? So you remember that I told you the mandatory fields are like the classes, H slice, entry title, and the ID. So we're using the ID as unique key for each website. So you can have like 100 websites in the same page, but they will have different ID. And when IE queries the page, IE is queried for that specific IE, and that's the way we can recognize the website.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Yes, please.
You had mentioned about HTTPS for the web services. If there's a web service that is requiring a certificate to be, you know, authenticated, do you support that scenario?
So the question is, do we support web services with authentication?
Yes,
or are we talking about web slices, accelerator, or speed of search, or in general?
In general.
So in general, yes. I mean, all those features are using the IE8 stack. We don't have a different channel to access the web service. So from the website, for example, from the AutoPay website, I'm already authenticating using the Live ID web service, right? So I'm already like doing some kind of authentication. So if the service for the website, for example, you can have HTTP or HTTPS digest authentication, which means that any service that is secured using digest authentication will just work. And I can show you. Sorry, just one second. I can show you, for example, how you can see the kind of authentication. I'm just logging. Okay, it's not connected to anything. Okay, but if you right-click on the website and you click on properties, you will have like a modal. Okay, back to monitor. And you can click to properties. You see here like username and password with settings. And you can specify you can change your username and password from there. So we support authenticated scenario.
The certificates in particular?
Certificates are supported for HTTPS plus digest. And if you go to the MSDN article that I pointed to you before, and it will be on my blog, I just like took screen capture how to add a certificate to your localhost and how to build a website that will use that certificate. So it should be really clear to go through. It's like kind of a tutorial where you can first create a temporary certificate, then you start using the certificate, and you can see how the website behave with that. You're welcome.
One other thing what I saw is you created a default.aspx, and then you created a second page. within the default.aspx, you created a div tag and followed by an anchor tag. I didn't understand what is the logic behind using the anchor tag, or rather using a second page rather than just displaying everything on the default.aspx.
Okay, so the question is, why do you need to create an alternative source for display, for example, instead of using the default page when you discover web slices? And to answer this question, I need to give you some more background on the behind engine for the web slice. When you discover a web slice and when you subscribe to the website, what IE will do is like adding a feed. It will treat the website as a feed with one item only. So we'll take the content from your website and we'll just parse the content, put the content inside a feed. In fact, if you go to favorites, you will see like a special folder here, which is favorites bar, which will contain all your web slices and the links that you have in the favorites bar. Now, because it's a feed, so it's just RSS, we cannot include inside the feed some JavaScript. It will not be safe, right? So we had to strip out all the JavaScript and all the activist control. And that's why we say, okay, you discover the website in this page, but if you want to have some dynamic content like Silverlight, you will need to use a separate page, and we just create a link to that page so that the user doesn't see this architecture. The user just discovered the slice on one page, and when he previews the website, he will see the content on the other page because you just added a link. Yes, please.
In regards to certificates, the way the green bar highlighting coloring effects has, do you have any indication in the web slices of certificates?
Yes, we have. This is really an interesting to see like your feedback on security for web slices. So if you go to the IE blog, and then I think it was like a couple of weeks ago, Amit wrote with one of the PM for the futures, wrote an article about security. And there is an interesting screenshot here where you can see like how a website is going to visualize the fact that the website has certificates. And you can see, for example, here that it's green and you know like all the certificate details, etc. And again, I will point a specific link to this post from my blog so you will be able to find it. Is there any other question? Great, so I'd like to thank you for your time, and I think we will have a break right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good break to set up the next presenter's machine, but come back soon, and we'll have the next presenter up and ready. Thanks.
Thanks to everyone.
Thanks, Georgia.